Hello, this is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of August 4th. In a bizarre twist on the meaning of the phrase information economy, the U.S. military revealed a plan last week to launch a stock market trading and speculations on potential terrorist attacks. Less than 2 days after news about the project was made public, the U.S. Department of Defense announced cancellation of the program. Now the project's leader, John Poindexter, is set to resign amid the controversy. The proposed stock market for terrorism was dubbed the policy analysis market and was being pursued as part of the Futures Markets Applied to Prediction, or FutureMap, initiative of the Information Awareness Office under the Defense Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, the Central Research and Development Organization for the U.S. Department of Defense. FutureMap sought to explore opportunities for adapting market-based systems of information gathering and analysis to the uses of military intelligence agencies. The policy analysis market was a joint project of DARPA and two private companies, NetExchange, a market technologies company that wrote the program used to manage the market, and the Economist Intelligence Unit, the business information arm of the publisher of The Economist magazine. The policy analysis market would have allowed traders to profit by correctly predicting assassinations, political coups, and missile attacks in the Middle East and elsewhere. The market would operate like other financial markets, with investors buying futures in the terrorist attacks they think are likely to happen and selling off futures in events they believe are less likely to occur. Bidders would profit if the terrorist attacks for which they held futures actually happened, much the same way a commodities trader benefits by predicting corn yields or sales of hog bellies. Holders of a futures contract that came true would collect the proceeds of traders who put money into the market but made incorrect predictions. DARPA argued that the information provided by the policy analysis market would allow the U.S. military to predict and therefore prevent terrorist attacks. According to DARPA, quote, "Futures markets have proven themselves good at predicting such things as election results. They are often better than expert opinions," end quote. DARPA did not describe how the U.S. Department of Defense might respond to heated activity in the terrorist futures market, nor could the agency explain how payouts to investors in the aftermath of an attack might deter potential terrorists. In fact, the program would have offered an opportunity for terrorists themselves to profit from carrying out successful attacks, though the maximum gain from such trade would be limited to less than $100 per investor. As of last Monday, the first phase of the project had gone online thanks to a couple of $100,000 in taxpayer money. The website policyanalysismarket.org announced that the market would be trading futures contracts on events such as the overthrow of the King of Jordan, the assassination of Yasser Arafat, or a missile attack by North Korea. The site was scheduled to begin a beta test on August 1st, launching registration for potential investors and offering examples of policy experts making trades in the system. In a section describing how to become a trader on the website, potential investors were told, quote, "Whatever a prospective trader's interest, involvement in this group should prove engaging and may prove profitable," end quote. The market would initially be limited to 1,000 traders, increasing to at least 10,000 by January 1st. The website did not address how much money investors would be likely to put into the market, but said that participants would be motivated by the prospect of profit and pain of loss to make accurate predictions. Potential traders would be able to participate simply by choosing a username and password, resting assured that DARPA would not have access to their identities or funds. This opened the possibilities that terrorists themselves could drive up the market for an event they were planning and profit from an attack, or make false bets to mislead intelligence authorities. And although U.S. government agencies would not be allowed to participate in the market directly, there would be no way to prevent information leaks to potential investors. The online wagering was set to begin October 1st, and the Defense Department had requested $8 million for FutureMap to expand the policy analysis market over the next 2 years. News of the project was greeted with harsh criticism from both Democrat and Republican senators in the U.S. Last Monday, Senator Ron Wyden, a staunch opponent of DARPA's Terrorism Information Awareness Program, and Senator Byron Dorgan, a member of the Senate Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, called for an immediate end to the project in a letter to DARPA. Dorgan and Wyden announced that they would be fighting against any funding for such a program, arguing that, quote, "spending taxpayer dollars to create terrorism betting parlors is as wasteful as it is repugnant. The American people want the federal government to use its resources enhancing our security, not gambling on it, end quote. Senator Tom Daschle said he believed the plan would create an incentive to commit acts of terrorism. Hillary Clinton described it as a futures market in death, and Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts called the program absurd. Majority Leader Bill Frist asked Appropriations Committee Chairman Ted Stevens and Armed Services Chairman John Warner to ensure that the project would not be funded. On Tuesday, Warner and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz announced that the entire Future Map program would be abandoned. At the press conference, Warner described the policy analysis market as a serious mistake by DARPA. By Wednesday, the website had been taken down. Senators Dorgan and Wyden responded warmly to this news, but added that the outrage should fuel momentum to cut off funding to the entire terrorism information awareness effort, of which Future Map was just a small part. The senators also called for the firing or resignation of John Poindexter, responsible for developing Future Map and the policy analysis market, in his role as director of DARPA's Information Awareness Office. Poindexter is a retired Rear Admiral from the U.S. Navy. In the 1980s, he held a number of military advisory roles in the White House before being appointed as National Security Advisor under President Ronald Reagan. Poindexter was removed from this position after being convicted of conspiracy, lying to Congress, defrauding the U.S. government, and destroying evidence in the Iran-Contra Arms for Hostages scandal. Poindexter was also accused of raising funds for the Contras through cocaine trafficking, though this allegation was never brought to trial. Nonetheless, the only reason that Poindexter has been running a government agency rather than rotting behind bars is that he was granted immunity in 1991 for his testimony at the Iran-Contra investigation. In the 1990s, Poindexter returned to the private sector, co-founding a software company called TP Systems and working as a consultant for government defense contractor Elkins Group before taking a job as the vice president of information systems at Syntec Technologies in 1996. Syntec is a government contractor with close ties to DARPA, the CIA, the U.S. Navy, and U.S. Department of Defense. The company's commercial clients include most of America's largest weapons manufacturers, Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Litton, Northrop Grumman, and Raytheon. While at Syntec, Poindexter helped to develop Genoa, a system designed to secretly explore and extract information from large computer databases. The program is currently being used by DARPA's Information Awareness Office, of which Poindexter is the director. Poindexter was appointed to the post on February 2002, shortly after the Information Awareness Office was launched by DARPA as part of the U.S. government's war on terrorism. Soon, Poindexter found himself at the center of controversy surrounding his proposal for the Total Information Awareness Project, a sweeping electronic surveillance plan to prevent terrorism by tapping into computer databases and collecting individuals' credit, financial, medical, travel, and other personal records. After critics targeted the project's potential for invasions of privacy, the U.S. Department of Defense trimmed funding for the program and changed its name from Total Information Awareness to Terrorism Information Awareness. That was just a few months ago. Now, facing further criticism for planting the seeds of the policy analysis market, Poindexter is counting the days until he can ditch the U.S. Department of Defense and go sailing at Chesapeake Bay. On Thursday, the Pentagon announced that Poindexter will be resigning from his position at DARPA within several weeks. While Poindexter had supervisory responsibility for the policy analysis market, others within DARPA and the Defense Department also played important roles shaping or approving the project. As yet, there is no word on their fate or that of employees working on Future Map projects. The future of the larger Information Awareness Office is also unclear. And amid all the finger-pointing, controversy, and debate, some critics are pointing out that markets trading in the same kind of futures speculation proposed by the policy analysis market are already flourishing in the private sector and being monitored by military intelligence agencies. Sites like Ireland's Tradesports.com take bets on the fortunes of Saddam Hussein as well as those of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And according to some economists, such predictions can be very accurate when participants' dollars are involved. As it turns out, speculation markets trading in information are actually quite successful at predicting non-financial outcomes and events. The best-known example is the Iowa Electronic Markets, a system set up in 1988 at the University of Iowa as a way to examine the behavior of markets. The system has since successfully predicted the outcome of every presidential election. Professor Richard Roll used the price of frozen orange juice futures to predict the weather in Florida more accurately than meteorologists, and an artificial market at Hewlett-Packard, which compiled wild sales estimates of select employees beat the company's official sales forecast 15 out of 16 times. These types of examples set the stage for DARPA's experiment in placing defense policy on the market. And really, given the interdependence of the U.S. economy, military, and government, it comes as little surprise that the state would be funding research into market-based military strategies for conducting surveillance and preemptive military actions while helping some investors to turn a profit. After all is said and done, it appears that to the U.S. military, at least, there is little distinction between keeping the sun shining over Florida orange groves and sending U.S. soldiers into countries that the stock markets deem a threat. Signing off, this is Auntie Beasney's reminding you to put your money where your mouth is and invest ethically.